Bottom of the Testament Bays, let's get moving. So we had two opinions as to whether when it was mutter and is totally mutter, and then became also came mutter again, is a mutter completely the way it was before? Or like Abba Shaul says that no, that that now that she became married to your brother and she became mutter, it's only if you did l'shem mitzvah. If you marry her for the same reasons you would have married her in the first place, for beauty or other things, then it's, you're not allowed to. It's almost like the child you're producing be a mamza. Says the Gemara, something very similar. Says the Gemara, Eimor Reisha, look in the Reisha. It says in the Pasuk, Matzahs, by Karban Mincha, it says, Matzahs Te'ochel, should eat the Karban Mincha in the form of Matzahs, B'mokim Kodesh, in the base of Migdash. So mitzvah shebet, so it's a mitzvah. Now we'll go like this. Shebet chilo ha'isa Allah b'chal hetzah. Before you turn this into a mincha, before you were makdish it, you could have eaten whatever you wanted. Chametz, matzah, wherever you wanted. Yes, so then when you were makdish to the base of mikdash, it now became asr that you have to bring in the mizbeach and so on. Because of huta, after you bring a certain part of koimitz on the mizbeach, the balance is eaten by koinim. Yochel, I would have thought tachzele teder ishi goes back to the original state. We'll see what he mean. We would have thought it goes back to the original state. Tamalemer matzahs teichel b'mokum kaddish, that you should eat matzahs teichel b'mokum kaddish. You should eat the matzahs in a holy place. He's still limiting it with certain dinim. What's going on here? Is a mitzvah? What are you talking about? This mitzvah for eating a chincha? Remember, we had two opinions. We had before whether this braisa goes according to Abba Shaul or goes according to the Rabbanan. The braisa, what we said, we thought was everything is mutter, and then it's only liberty. So either we learn it goes according to Abba Shaul, you can't marry whatever you want, or it goes according to what Abba says, goes according to the Rabbanan. Before you had a choice, now you have a mitzvah, you don't have a choice. So the braisa is saying that what it still remains a mitzvah for the kohen to eat it. So what do you mean? So Rav, according to Rav, who said it means the fact that before was not a mitzvah, he had a choice, and now it's a mitzvah. That's the difference. It makes sense of it also. Hamani Rabbanini, he goes to Rabbanan, that's what he said there. By Yevam, same over here. Matzahs Te'ochel B'Mokum Kodesh, Mitzah Shebet Chila, Mitzah, it's a mitzvah. That's the Chiddush. Shebet Chila Ha'yisal B'Chal Hetet. Rotzah Oichla, Rotzah Eichla. Before you made it into Hegdish, this flour and water, you could have eaten it, could not. It's up to you. Then Nesra Chazra Chutra Yochel had a rishon. Sorry, skip the line. Rotzah Rotzah Ein Oichla. Rotzah Ein Oichla. What do you mean? So what are you saying? We would have thought that even after you made it a mincha, you have a choice whether you eat or not. How do you have a choice? One of Rabbi stops in the middle. Shech Mafesh a positive exhibit says Va'ochlu Oisa Mashikupa Behem, that the koyin has to eat the mincha. How can you even have a half a minute that it's a choice? Melamed, and you need this posse to tell you that's not a choice. Without this posse, you would have thought the choice. Chazal posse says, "But ochlo oisa shekupa behem." The kohen has to eat it. Melamed, shakohenim oichlim ubayim eschapen. The kohen eat and the bayim eschapen. Ella, we would have thought, "Rotza hu oichla," which kohen has to eat it? We would have thought the kohen who is makrivit, if he wants, he can eat it. Rotza kohen achra, if he doesn't want, another kohen eats it. Tamlemed says, "Matzais teochel b'makam kadosh mitzvah." What? No, that the kohen himself will put it up to you. So what's the pasuk coming to teach you? That there's a mitzvah involved in it. That's the only chiddush of the pasuk. Before there was no mitzvah, now there's a mitzvah. Fine.
Dafka the kohen who was makrivit.
Yeah. Which is the same thing that the rabbi said by Megei Yavama. Before you could have married her, before she was married to your brother. Now you married your brother, you have no choice, you have to marry her. That's the only difference.
In other words, it doesn't even contemplate a havamina. Could eat it just like you ate
it when it was flour. No, yeah, it's a carbon, yeah. You can't. From other psukim, you know it can't be that way.
And here also, you have another chiddush that only when there's achilas akoinim, that's when there's the kabbalah.
Yeah, but that's from different pasuk, only with this pasuk. That we already have psukim from the
test. So what's melamed? That teaches you that.
No, that pasuk, but ochlo oisa shakupa ben. But not the pasuk matzah te'ochlo makom kodesh. Different pasuk. Ella that I've used. Any carbon. Rashi, the famous Rashi in the beginning of Brochus and Psochim and Tzlach, is that even a Yisrael. But Ochlo Oisa Kubahem is not only talking about a coin, about Yisrael as well. There's a myth that when a coin eats, if a Yisrael eats, there's a full kapara. If it calls and eats, there's no full kapara. So it's part of the myth of eating.
Yeah, but it has to be that Yisrael.
Yeah, but the Tosfos doesn't agree.
Yeah,
but that you throw the owner of the animal. But most of the Shoyim don't agree. That's Rashi Shita. Elo Labizcha Bavdi, he says that, but we would have thought by Yevam Dawat, that it goes back to the original state, that you can that you can marry L'Shem Noi and all that. And Kamash London, you can. You have to do L'Shem Mitzvah, L'Shem Shemayim. That's the Chiddush by Yevam. So how is he going to learn here? No, but Abba Shaul, he, Hocha, Maitre, Gavne, what are the two ways of eating? Of course it's a mitzvah here. Over there, people marry. So you would have thought that you can marry L'shem Noi, L'shem Mishas. He said, no, L'shem Mitzvah. And over here, what's the thing? And if you don't need the Minch L'shem Mitzvah, you're not Yoitz anything. Over there, if you're not doing L'shem Mitzvah, there's an Iser Eishazach. Over there, if you're going to live with the sister-in-law, you're doing an Iser D'raisa. So it comes out, therefore you need to have a Minch L'shem Mitzvah, otherwise you got a problem. Over here, you didn't have a Minch L'shem Mitzvah, so what? So what are the choices there? Yeah, what we have thought and what he... Exactly. What are the two ways of eating? If he wants, he can eat it because he enjoys it. You're right, you don't have to have the Shem Shemayim at all. But the two choices are, one, he could have been like Yishmak, it would have been all right. And the other one, he eats the Achila Gasa, stop the Savon, he stuffs himself, and then you're not Yitzha. And then it's not good enough. If that's what you're trying to tell me... Achila gasa mishma achila. It's not even called eating. Didn't be lomemish lakish. Lakish himself knows it. Ha'oichel achila gasa b'yema kippurim. If somebody eats an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, potter. You're not even over the aveda.
He doesn't even chew properly.
He's full already and he keeps on eating after you're full. You don't enjoy it.
In fact, it's
worse than a tete oven. You're stuffed.
No, I'm saying it's not tete oven.
Yeah, but it's worse. You're stuffed. So you're not enjoying it, zero.
It's a psychological disorder that you have to...
You remember people who just keep on eating because they can't help themselves? So if you don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're not yotze eating the mincha, but if you're achila gasa, it's not even called eating. So what were the two choices that we would have thought is good enough for commercial? Ella rotze matze oichelas rotze chametz oichel. I would have thought you can eat it in the form of matzah, you can eat it in the form of chametz. Therefore, the pasuk says that matzah is te oichel. That's the chiddush. You have to eat it only for matzah. Freddy Gemara, that's we need this pasuk for that. But see, if there's already other pesukim where it says lo yisei ofer chametz, you should not make a chametz. Chelkum nasati, I'm giving it to the kohenim. Even the chelim giving to the kohenim should not be chametz, should be matzah. I know from other pesukim has to be matzah. But mincha, I feel chelkum lo yisei chametz. Ella, I would have thought rotze matzah oichle, rotze cholut oichle. If he wants, he can bake it as matzah. Once he can put it in boiling hot water, like a bagel, and then put it in the oven and bake it as matzah. I would have thought that that's good enough. It has to be matzah te'ochel. What do you mean by boiling it? If it still has a din of matzah, it's still matzah. Why talk on your yaitzah? Be loy matzah. If you boil it and you didn't bake it, so it's not matzah. No matzah, the rachmana. It says other psukim already that it has to be matzah. So what's the pasuk here? Come teach it. Loy no. Loy without matzah. It's matzah. It is matzah. And you could be yaitzah matzah and pesach with it. The chiddush when it comes to mincha, that's not good enough. The pasuk going to tell you that matzah te'ochel should not be boiled at all. That's the chiddush in this pasuk. According to Abba Shaul, teacher halacha, the halacha is the kar mincha. You cannot put it in the boiling water, even if you plan to bake it afterwards and turn it into matzah. You cannot. No bagel. You cannot turn it. You know, boil and then bake it. Yeah, but you don't bake it afterwards.
No.
So you know, you're baking it afterwards. Freddy Motto, so if so, so in what way is it matzah then? Really is matzah, and the chiddush is by milchi, you can't use it. So when can you use it? To teach you that for Pesach you are yaitzah, even though you boil the water first, kivan dehoder af yibetano, since you baked it in the oven straight away afterwards, lechem oinikirin, it's called poor man's bread, but adam yaitzah bo yedei chavasah bePesach, and you are yaitzah with it on Pesach.
Tell Mr. Glick, you can make boiled bagels for yaitzah.
Imagine. Look, the Mishnah.
You know, that's not a real Bible. It's too flat.
Okay, back to the Gemara. Taisa says not so simple. Taisa wants to know why in the Gemara and Pesach and the Flamin Hay we had over there, you cannot boil water, you cannot put it in hot water. What's the difference in this Gemara here? It's in the face, you could. So first answer is simple, and then you didn't bake it afterwards. You just boiled it and that was it, and here you baked it. But then Taisa makes a difference if it's thick batter or thin batter. And that thin batter, it's all right. Thick batter, it's not all right. And so on and so forth. So it's not so simple already. Or it depends how hot the water is or how much water there was. Okay. Too many nuances. Look at Mishavayt. Once you give chalitza to Yevam, had a kech man achne, and Achne comes to inherit your brother, you're no different than anybody else, you get the same amount. There's a father, and when a son dies, Achman Islan, in the lifetime of the father, who yashes the son? The father does it, he's no children, obviously, no children because Reuven is his wife Yevam. Is in the chasish alav, everything goes to the father. In the case of chalitza, what about a kainis Yevam? If you marry Yevam, if you take over his place and you inherit all of his estate. However, you don't know if the father was still alive, the father yashes, because benkach im yeshem av, the chasish alav goes straight to the father because the father yashes the son before even the brother-in-law. Says the Gemara. Exactly, no benefit. In fact, the Gemara says, why link the two? He's talking about right. Pshit, obviously. Why shouldn't he get a chelik in his? If he gave a chelik to his wife, why should he be worse than all the other brothers? I would have thought that he should inherit all of it because he did something to her. Chalitza is like a yibum, so just like a yibum, a yavum gets all of it. Maybe a chalus also get all of it. Vinish kakula and the chassi should take all of it. He's equal to all the brothers. Why does the mission say he's like one of the brothers? As if it says a chiddush. You would have thought he gets nothing. I'm telling you, he's getting a chalapach like one of the brothers. You should have said no. You should have reduced it. You're saying we thought he got everything. No, he gets only like one of the brothers. You should have said he's only like one of the brothers. Ellis, I would have thought. I would have thought that since you lose out on Yibum, since he's ruined her that she can no longer marry him to the brothers, maybe we should penalize him that he should forfeit the estate. No, he gets at least equal to all the brothers. There's a father, he gets first. Of father comes before any other sibling. Why does he get all of it? He takes over his brother's name. Learned before, already come. And we said before, means in Lenachla. The father gets it. Why? The father gets it all. What's his father? It says, Just like a b'choyr gets nothing while the father's alive. Av hainami ain loy b'chayav. He's a b'choyr, but while the father's alive, the father inherits the person, the young brother who died, and not the yavam. Yima b'choyr. So after the father passes away, noitul pishnaim gets a double portion. La'acha meisa of av hainai to pishnaim. If you're calling him a b'choyr and you're giving him the state of a b'choyr, maybe he should get double portion in his late brother once his father passes away. La'acha meisa of says Gemara mide yakum Hashem avksiv. Since the father inherited, the brother is out of the picture. And in the father's brother out of the picture, since he's not the b'chayr, why should he get double? When do you get double? Only when Reuven, if he's getting directly from Reuven, from his brother, but not if it's going through his father. Not through his father. So let's say, hey, when there's no father, he gets a nachla. Let's say like this. When does he have the mitzvah of Yavam? Only when he's able to inherit his brother's estate.
Since there's no father.
Where there is a father, since he won't be able to fulfill the pasuk of Lahakashem Achiv, the Loy Shakal Nachla doesn't get an estate. Maybe like this guy, mitzvah Yibam. Maybe he doesn't have the mitzvah then of marrying his sister in law. It's linked to two. Exactly.
Well, that's what the whole.
That's his incentive as well, in a way, yeah. Where does it say that it hinges on whether, and if Reuven is poor, there's no mitzvah of Yavam? Where does it say that depending if Reuven is commensurate to how much money he has, if he has money, there's a mitzvah? Nothing to do with each other. So the father's alive, he takes away, imagine Reuven is destitute, you still have the mitzvah of Yavam. Yivum, Yavam. Yeah, but that's not the reason. That's
and then if the marital.
That's right. But I'm saying, so even if that financial reason, you still say that the
still limits of
the
oven.
Money goes
yeah.
to the father, but there's still this
exactly.
But there's no money to go anywhere, but you still have this.
Imagine woman. Reuven is poor. Would anybody say there's no mitzvah of Yibum? Why not? So the father is there as if Reuven has no money because the father took it all away. Let him miyav, and then work it out. He takes it. The one thing is not totally in the other. Says Gemara Yosef, Rabbi Chanina sat, he was sitting and reading in front of Rabbi Yana, but Yosef came and sat and he said, Halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda, that if the father is alive, the father gets it all. Omalei, Rabbi Yana said to Rabbi Chanina, Puk, Kori kayach lebro, you want to learn such halachas, learn it outside, not in my yeshiva. Halacha like a chacham. Ain halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda, my yeshiva, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tony Tanik Abraham Nachman, somebody once said before Abraham Nachman, Ain halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Omalei, he said, Anacha said back to him, Elu Kamas, what are you trying to tell me? Kerabon, Pshita, obviously. Yochid, but Rab, Malach, Rab. Omalei said, okay, Isamya, I'm going to stop saying it. I'm going to stop saying the Loch like a Yehuda because obviously, according to you, the Loch like a Chomin. Omalei, Loi, At Haloch, Asnach. No, don't, he said, don't take it back. You learned the Haloch. And the Mukshah, who actually can ask you a question, but Ofchid, you'll switch around. The Mad Ofchid, Chaper Ofchid. Because before people walking around saying halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda, so it's good that and only because we asked the question halacha Rabbi Yehuda that they change their mind. So it's better to continue walking around saying halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, so that people realize it. So therefore, continue learning the Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah. Okay, here's a little bit harder. If somebody gives a chalitza to Ziyavam, remember, if you divorce, if somebody's married to a woman and he divorces her, he is forbidden to all of her relatives. And she is forbidden to all of his relatives. What happens instead of divorcing, he just gave a chalitza, we're going to treat a chalitza like a grusha matayla. Therefore, he is forbidden in all of his in all of her relatives. And she's forbidden in all of his relatives. Now the mission was spelled out. Who also he's not allowed to live with Be'ima and her mother, because had she been a grusha, how tell you not live with the mother? Or the Aimim or Baba through her mother's side, of Aim over the Baba through the father's side, over Bita or her daughter from another marriage, Uber Bas Bita, but your brother she had no kids, but she had a kid from another marriage. Uber Bas Bita or Anikal through her daughter, Bas Benor Anikal through her son. Uva chaisa or the sitter, but the sister's only asa bezman she kayemis. We know that even your own wife, when you're not allowed to marry your sister, only while she's alive. When she's dead, you're allowed to. But in other words, whatever din applies to a grusha applies to chalutzim midrabban. The Gemara is going to ask later: are there only aroyis mahatoyda that be aser, or even shnius, which we learned in the next level, which only midrabban by a real grusha? It's like a double dipping over here, a double drabban. Are we going to ask it by chalutz as well? It'll be a discussion tomorrow. The achin mutarin, also, the rest of his brothers are permitted to marry her sister. It's only the one who gave the chalitza that is also on all of her relatives. Okay. Now, what about he? She is also now on all of his relatives. Also, but of even his father. Now, it's not clear. Is it also in his father because she got a chalitza from him, or is it also in his father because she was married to Reuben and she was the daughter-in-law of this man? We'll see in the Gemara. Uva Avi Aviv and his Zayde, Uva Benoi and his son, Uva Ben Benoi and his Enikul, Uva Achiv and his brother, Uva Ben Achiv and the son of his brother. Okay, then the Mishnah says, Muter Adam Bekreiva Tzara Chalutzasei. What happens if, let's say, his brother who was married to two women and he gave a chalitza to one of them? Okay, he's us and all the relatives of the woman that he gave a chalitza to. But her co-wife, the Tzara, her relatives, is mutter to you. And then, but also the last line of Mishnah is being machlekes shoyinim. But Rashi learns it's hard to understand. But Rashi learns, but also bitzoras kreivas chalutzasai, which means as follows: let's say Reuven's wife Leah, and Shimon gave her a chalitza to Leah. Leah happened to have a sister married to Yankel. Rachel was married to Yankel, and Yankel's not a member of your family at all. So she is the sister of your chalutza, right? Not only can't you, but you're not to live with her, obviously, because we just said you're not to live with the sister of your chalutza. But if she's married to Yankel, there's another wife there, a co-wife there, that co-wife is also usher to you.
Even though that's totally no relative.
No relative at all. So the sister of your chalutza, her co-wife is usher to you. That's how strict we go. And so in logic, what's going on here? The co-wife of your own, of let's say, Reuven had two wives, and you gave a chalutza to Leah, and there's another wife there, Rachel. She's all her relative mutter to you. Even though she was married to your brother. Doesn't matter. All her relatives moved to you.
But
Leah's sister is married to another uncle, and her co-wife is also to you. The Gemara asks a question called Rashi and give a hesber, interesting hesber, but Tesis has a problem with that. Okay, Gemara. Now our question is, you just said that the chalutza, everything is also. Let me ask a question. Did they also, just like by a grusha, we have this level of shnias. Does it also apply to chalutza or not? Do we say be'erva the raise arise, which is not tell you the gazur abon? Shni is bechalutza like gazur abon and shni like gazur. Sorry, be'erva the raise gazur abon. Shni is bechalutza like gazur abon and shni bechalutza gazur abon. Shni is since the shni is on the abon, we won't gaze bechalutza. I deal maloishna makes no difference. Tashma, come in here. Different raise mamish. Let's start. He is us. Who us? He's not allowed to live with Ima, her mother. The Aimim and her Baba. And both of these are Mahatoida by a Grusha. It doesn't say the Baba's mother, the Elder Baba. Doesn't mention that. Now, Elder Baba in your real life is only Midrabban. It doesn't, Mish doesn't mention here Elder Baba is not a Raya. That's Shni is a Mutter. Uve Aim, Ilu, Aim, Aimim, Elder Baba, like Tan is a mention. So it's not a Raya. That's Shni is a Mutter. It's not a Raya. Dilma Haina Taim, Lotan, you know Raya. You know why the Mish doesn't mention it? Mish is a Gaboy, Mish will tell you safe. Baba Achin Mutarin, that your brothers are allowed to live with her relatives. If the Mishnah would only say Elta Baba, I would have thought, okay, your Aser even Shnias, but your brothers are Mutter Shnias. But those are Rays of Shema Taida, then even your brothers maybe is Aser. When are your brothers allowed to marry? Which relatives of your chalutz are your brother allowed to marry? Only those aim ima, only the elder baba. But what about the baba and the mother, which also matayda? Maybe your brother also. So for your mother, so say both. Why don't you say aim ima? Oh, just say this: say the elder babas. I would know that even shnei are aser. And then say, when it comes to the brothers, say achin mutarin bekulan in all relatives, whether they're shnei or not. It would have solved everything. It's a good question, but it's not enough to prove halacha. Okay, Toshma says in the Mishnah. What about he? Let's focus on her. She's aser aviv, his father. So Leah's aser on Shimon's father. Uva ave aviv and Shimon zedek tani. Mia Avi Aviv. It says the Zayda. Now, what relationship does she have with the Zayda? She's like a grusha, like she's married to Shimon, and then she was divorced. So she would be the granddaughter-in-law of the Zayda, right? The son's daughter-in-law. Now, we know that a son's daughter-in-law is only a shnia. Ma'atayda, only your daughter-in-law is also. But your son's daughter-in-law is only midrabanan. And yet we're asking over here the Zayda, which means the son's daughter-in-law. So what we see clear from the Shnei's answer, my la mishum chaylis, and the relationship is because of the husband that she took a chalitza from Shimon. The haba la kalas benoi. No, loy mishum misne davos kalas benoi. No, Ryan, it's not because of the chaylis. It's directly through Reuven. She was married to Reuven. She was married to the grandson's daughter-in-law, which is the Rabbanon, so it's only a single the Rabbanon. It's not because through the Chalitza, and your question was, Chalitza, does it apply to the Rabbanon? Here, it's not the Chalitza, it's the Reuven who was taka married to her.
It was there before she became a Chalitza.
Exactly, and the Issa is through Reuven. So therefore, no life in there. Okay, Toshma Avaita, it says in Mishnah, over Ben Benoi, and also she is also with the Enikel of Shimon. My Lab Meshum Chayez, again through Chalitza, which is only the whole Issa, the Rabbanon anyway, a grandson. And the is only the Rabbanon, and yet she's also davening from H's Avi Aviv, and this is the wife of the Zayde, which is only the Rabbanon. The wife of the Zayde is only the Rabbanon, and yet we're asking here that she's also to Shimon's grandchildren. Again, says the Gemara, no, Mishum Misna. Who said because she was Shimon's wife? Maybe because she was Reuven's wife. She is a great uncle's wife, and that's Aser Mahatayda, and therefore by Chlutz is Aser Rabbanon. And that's the wife of the great uncle, and that's Mitzvah Teda. For the Gemara, but her Ameima Machshir Be'eshes Achei Avi Aviv. Ameima holds that the great uncle's wife is Takamuta. It's not even a Shniya. Takamuta. So why it can't be that's Pshat Mishnah is Aser Als Reuven? Must be his Aser because through the Cholos of Shimon being the Zayda's wife. Ameima Mukula Be'Barbro the Sava. Ameima is talking about one Ben Benoi. He's talking about not the grandfather of her husband, or the grandson of her husband. He's talking about the grandson of the husband's father. I want to be confused. He's talking about the grandson of the husband's father, which really is only her nephew, which is Asim HaTayde, and therefore Ve'Chalutz is Asim Rabbanon. Isn't this the same case as Ben Achiv? It's really her nephew. Why call it a grandson? You're saying it's a grandson from the father of the Cholutz, which is really her nephew.
So it's not really a grandson.
Yeah, it's a grandson. We're still talking about the Sava, the Zayde, and he says Aviv. When it says Ben Benoi, we're talking about the Av. The father is Ben Benoi, which is really your nephew. So isn't that a clue when it says Ben Achiv? So Gemara says yes, but Tana Achim and Avuk, Tana Achim and Aim. Talk about two different nephews, one from the Shere Kam mother, Kir Kam father. Okay, you won't be confused. Toshma coming here. The Tani Rabchia made a comment that Arba Medivre Taidem, that there are four cases that if it would have been his real wife, there would have been Asama Taidem, Arba Medivre Taidem, that Arba Medivre of his father, the father of the Chaylitz is Asa to this Chalutzim. Is also Minatayda. Why does Minatayda? Because she's also to the father, not through the Chalutz, but she's also to the father through. She was married to Reuven. It's a father in law. So it's also Minatayda. Ooh, Benoi, and the same thing with his son, it's a nephew. Also Minatayda. Through her nephew, through being married to Reuven. Achiv, his brother, because it's Minatayda, because she was married to Reuven. She's an Eshazach. Uben Achi, even a nephew. These are all matated. She's usher to them not because she's a chalutza, which is only the Rabbanon. She's usher to them because she was married to Reuven, the other brother. Matated, she was married, and then he died. So there she has all these assurim, which are la ilavad. That was a form of matated. Then, what about Avi Aviv, the Zaydim? Now, she is the daughter-in-law. She's the granddaughter-in-law. That's only the Rabbanon. And Ba'avi Imoy, the Zayda to the mother's side, V'benbenoy, the grandson, so she is the grandfather's wife, which is all these all Midrabanans, Uben Bitoy, Medivre Saifma, all Midrabanans. K'toni Mia, as we learned, Avi Aviv, the Zayda. My love, what's the Issa Mishum Chaylitz? Even in real life, it only been Midrabanan. And here we're talking about the Chaylitz, and yet we're saying it's Asa. Isn't it clear that Shnias are Asa even by Chalutza? It's Kalas of the son, and therefore the whole thing is the Rabban anyway. That was the granddaughter-in-law, and yet by Chalutzi is still saying it's Asa. Does that prove that Shnias applies? Who said it's going? The reason why it's Asa is the granddaughter-in-law of the one Chalutz is the granddaughter-in-law of the one who died. So she was really married, and therefore it's the Rabban. It's only a single Rabban, not a double Rabban. Okay, Tashma, let's continue. It says in the Mishnah, Avi Imai, the Zayda to the mother, my love, what's the Issa of the Zayda to the mother? Again, the granddaughter, the same thing. Mishum Chaylis, the granddaughter-in-law to the daughter's side, again, no lie. Mishum Misna, Dabla Kalas Bita. I'm not sure what the Gemara's Havmin it was. We just finished saying, what's the Chilik of us through the Benoyah to the Bita? The same Vart. It's also not through it's also the first one. Anyway, touch by Kamineo, Ben Benoy, the Enikol, what is she? She's her grandfather's sister. My La, Meshum Chaylis, the Enikol of Shimon. And we see, it's only the Rabbanon. And then what happened through Chalitza? So we see clearly what? That even the Shnias also. My La, Meshum Chaylis, Avla Eishas, Avi Avi, she's the wife of the grandfather. It wasn't again. No, she is the wife of the great uncle, and she was talking about Reuven. It's only one the Rabbanon. Malay, Meshum Misna, Avla Eishas, Achei Avi Avi. She is the wife of the great uncle, which is only a single the Rabbanon. I ba meima machshe. We just said ba meima is machshe be eches achei avi aviv. A meima mukla mishum chaylis. You're right. A meima will taka learn. A meima clearly will learn because he can't be the great uncle. Can't be through Reuven because great uncle's wife he holds is not usher. So it must be through Shimon. And if he holds it must be through Shimon, why it's shnius? Must be that meima holds that we were goyz shnius by chalutza. A meima mukla mishum chaylis ukasavi. He taka holds goyz shnius by chalutza. Okay, Toshma come ahead. Uve Ben Bitoi and the granddaughter, my lamb Mishum Chaylit. Our Ben Bitoi, even talking about Chaylit, the Havale, Eishes Avi Imai, a grandson through daughter. What's the Isid? Again, a great aunt. The Havale, Eishes Avi Imai, she's the wife of the Zaydis, the Shnias. Again, Loi Mishum Misne, no, maybe because she's married to Reuven, she's a great uncle's wife. The Havale, Eishes Avi Imai. Oh, God, Bishnias, the Ever, Loi Gozu. L'cheide, we weren't geized this by Shnias of Erva on the mother's side. It must be, it's the grandfather's wife, which is only the Rabbanon, and this is the Cholot, so we see that we were geized Shnias by Cholot. Everything, what are you right? Shmamra, from here we learn Atake, Gozru Shnias by Cholot Shmamra. Where it concludes, there was a Gzeda, not only, a Cholot has all the exact same dinim as a Gerusha. Whatever is also the Gerusha, whether it's Mahatayim or Rabbanon, is also the Cholot, the same thing. Mutar Adam, it says that a person is permitted with the relatives of the tzara of your wife. So if Leah had another co-wife, Rachel, her relative Mutar, Amar Rav Tuba Kisna Mashmul, Habo Atzara's Chalutza, if he had relations, you're only supposed to marry, right, or have a relationship, do something with one wife of Reuven. If he, let's say, gave Chalutza to one wife of Reuven, and then he has relationship or with the other wife, which Matayda is an Eishazach, he's Havlad Mamzer. The Vlad is a mamzer. My time of why? Because be Yisurah Kaima. As far as the other woman is concerned, she is still your Eishas Och. And if she sees your Eishas Och, it's Issa Karas. And Issa Karas, the children of Mamzei. Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Afanana Mitanina, we taka learned. We learned that the remaining wife is still on the Issa of Eishas Och. Mutter Adam, a person is permitted, be kreva tzarat chalotzasi. It says in our Mishnah, you're allowed to marry the co-wife, let's say Leah is the one you gave chalitza to, the co-wife, which is Rachel, even though you're not live with Rachel, because she's Isha Rachel, but her sister, her relative, mutter to you. Now it says a person permitted the kreivas tzaras chalutzase. Now, if you can tell me bishleim tzara, if you can tell me that tzara avroy kaima, if you can tell me that the tzara herself still remained with the same isa, she's aishas och, and we don't say that what? We don't say that the chalutza when the question is when Leah received the chalutza, did she receive chalutza on behalf of both? So they're both now like free women completely, or do we say the one received chalitza, the other one is still a full aishas och? Yeah, but no, when you get chalitza, you're giving just to one girl, the other girl is
layivna. The situation.
Exactly. To the group, and she's representing the group.
You don't minus your obligation once you've done that to a whole family?
That's the question. Now, you can't do more than one. It says that shalayivna bayis, there's only one act that you do. But the question is, you do one act, and the other one remains status quo, isha day shalach, and nothing changes.
But then
that's what Taylor says. You gave chalitza, Taylor says you should marry. So when you marry sister, one, the other sister is you can't marry.
You can't do anything to the other
not
sister.
That sister. Reuven was married to two women.
Correct. So this is the other wife.
Co-wife.
So
if you're born in a bayis, let's say with Leah, then Rachel obviously is Nisha Yisrach, that's whatever. What about if you gave chalitza? What's the idea of chalitza? Chalitza means you're not going ahead.
The
question is, so how does the other woman get free now? You give chalitza to Leah, now Rachel can go marry whoever she wants, and Leah as well. Is the pshat that Leah received chalitza on behalf of both of them? So then if you were to live with Rachel, there's no longer each day Yisrach, you give chalitza. So and the child will not be a mamzer, or do we say, even though you're not live with her, but at least you're not a mamzer, or do we say who gave chalitza to, gave chalitza to, and the Taita says that ends your tie with the whole family, but there's no, but that other woman you gave nothing to, she's still your sister-in-law, you're also Issa Karis, child's mamzer.
Yeah, but what do you call it? The sister-in-law is there whether you had children or didn't have children. In other words, if a guy dies and his wife's got children and she's got a...
Then each Eishach remains. But you didn't do anything. He gave you, he said, give chalitza. Chalitza cuts your ties.
So, the one that you gave chalitza, if you had done yibud to her sister...
No, that's a better question. If you gave chalitza to a woman and then you live with her, what way did you do? She's your sister-in-law. But you gave a chalitza and then you live with her. There's no Yisakaris anymore. So the question is, does that pass on to the other wife as well? Because when she received chalitza is not like a yibum, you can only live with one woman. Yeah, chalitza, she is like a shliach acting on behalf of the other one. Or we say, no, whoever gave chalitza, gave chalitza to, so she's now no longer Issacharis. But the other one you gave nothing to. She still remains in Issacharis. That's the question. So the fact the Mishnah says that her relative is lost to you shows that she'll in Issacharis. Why else would her relative be also to you? Says the Gemara. You learn. A person is permitted the krev. If you say that what? That she's still asa to you. If she's asa to you, then her sister is mutter, because since you're not, there's no connection between you and Leah, so therefore her sister is like a friend of the person. If you can say that what? But now that you gave a chalitza to one girl, to one woman, it's as if she's the other one who chalitza as well. So then, my mutter, we just learned the Mishnah, you're not allowed to marry your chalitza sister. If she's considered also chalitza, how come you're allowed to live with the sister? Lema, let us say, to have it to you, to the Rabbi Yechon, it should be a kash Rabbi Yechon. What did he say? Amar, he said, Bein who? Bein Achin, whether him or brother, ain't chayovin loyal chalitza koris. He says you're not chayv kodesh anymore, and the woman they gave chalitza to is no longer isa kodesh. But he also continues saying v'loy al tzarasa kodesh. It seems Rabbi Yechon learns clearly that the tzara also
there remains an issa.
Of course, it's an issa, but there's no kodesh anymore, because when Rachel received the chalitza, she received chalitza not only for herself, she also received chalitza for the co-wife. So, and l'chayda according to Rabbi Yechon, Hazlam Shat the Mishnah. So, how come the co-wife's sister is mutter to you if the co-wife now is no issa kodesh anymore? So, in other words, she's now so the l'chayda is a connection between you and her. How can you live with her sister? And the Gemara says.
So, what you're saying is that we've got two wives. And you do give all one of them, the release that you give to the one who wasn't Mishyava was a different kind of release if you were to give
Chalitza.
If you give Chalitza to one of
according them. According to Rabbi Yechon, yeah. The way Rabbi Yechon understood was, no, it's the same thing. Whether you gave the other one, nothing changed. According to Rabbi Yechon, it seems that it did change. How's Rabbi Yechon in the Mishnah? Although Rabbi Yechon, Matizbrel has a question. Let me ask you a question. Achoyis chalutza d'raisa. What's the basis of d'raya? This whole din of a sister. Remember, chalutza ma'atayda is nothing. We, the Rabbanan, are the ones who treat it like a grusha. Ma'atayda is nothing. So we decided to allow the sisters. Yeah, the whole thing is the Rabbanan anyway. So how can you ask me a kasha? Kan shana Rebbe. Rebbe told us that Achoy's Grusha, the sister of a Grusha, is also to you medivre Torah. Oh, but Achoy's Chalutza, the whole Isa of Chalutza, the Seferim. Suddenly Rabbi Yochanan uses his Lakish when he needs him. Maishnahai. What's the difference? Yeah. So they say, what's the difference?
We're trying to avoid a machlokes.
Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would tell you. Would tell you. Yeah. Okay.
So we're saying on his behalf to say.
Yes.
For entering.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Now then we ask a new question. Fine. What's pshat in the end of the Mishnah? We said that the tzara's kreivis are permitted to you, but the chalutza's sister married to from the guy and her co-wife is asked to you. What's the svara there? Saying, well, it's an interesting thing. Har the ozlet bahadola beidina. When Reuven's wife goes to Bezin, she needs support. Her husband is dead. Who's she going to go turn to for support? Her sister is married to Moshe. So what people see, they see that Leah, Reuven's wife, and Rachel, Moshe's wife, come together into Bezin, and then they see a chalitza. People don't know which is the one who really received chalitza. And if we're going to allow Rachel's married to Moshe's co-wife to go ahead and her relatives to live with this person, they're going to think, or co-wife going to live with a thing, oh, the sister of a or the co-wife of chalitza is mutter. Hach the ozle ba'adol ha-beidin, gozu ba'rabon, rabon ha-geize, that the co-wife is us. Hach the ozle ba'adol ha-beidin, but over here, in our case over here, when Reuven's wife goes to Bezin, you think the co-wife goes to Bezin to support her? They hate each other's guts. They're rivals. She's not there at all. So therefore,
there'll be no confusion.
Nobody, we no confusion. Hi, the loyal husband of the Bedina, the Gazabarabon, one of them goes.